The ruins of the jungle whisper that the drowned earth was not always as it is now. Sage Kodo, standing in a wrecked cantina with a bullet wound to the chest and four dead men at his feet, is the first thing Sage Kodo can remember. His life before that moment remains a mystery. It seemed as though his life after that moment would be over very quickly. The bullet might have missed his heart, but the mayor of Tenpot was determined to finish the job. One of the dead was his nephew. Despite witnesses insisting it was self-defense, the amnesiac Barangi was sentenced to death, and there seemed little anyone could do about it. Nonetheless, some tried. Tenpot, it seemed, was a town on the brink of despotism. The mayor and his family were seizing power and wealth wherever they could, lining their pockets and governing to their own personal advantage. Sage now found himself in a cage, slap bang in the middle of this civil conflict, as a symbol of the despotism which had become so normal. This almost certainly saved his life. The opposition to his execution reached such a fever pitch that instead of executing him, the mayor sold him to a slaver in the middle of the night. A slaver by the name of Captain Clail. Clail and his crew were headed upriver to Tartuffe, but they had a number of regular stops on the way. One of these, a village named Erebal, was a particularly lucrative one. The head man of Erebal had an arrangement with Clail. Under the guise of a religious festival, the people of Erebal drugged travelers, stealing their possessions and selling them to Clail. Sage heard of this and managed to warn a group of travelers who escaped the ploy and rescued him while doing so. After a stint as a caravan guard, Sage was hired by Nyx and eventually underwent his 2-year apprenticeship to become an artifactor. Since he woke up that day in Tenpot, Sage has always felt he was seeking something, but has never discovered what. Nonetheless, traveling and the sense of searching for artifacts brings him moments of peace. He loves his companions and the new life he has found. Sage epitomizes the Barangi attitude towards silence. He listens far more than he speaks. When he does speak, he has a rich sense of humor and a resigned amusement towards the irony of life. He is thoughtful and contemplative. Loves to listen to stories, but tells few of his own. Perhaps he hopes one day he will hear a story which will spark his memory and start him on the journey to uncover his past. Thanks for joining us for another tale from the Drowned Earth. As always, you can check out the Indie Invasion podcast on Podbean and all of your other podcast services. You can also check us out on Patreon and our Facebook page. And remember to prepare yourself for the invasion.